is unbelievable. What a wonderful gospel we have. And so in closing, I want to ask a couple of questions, or I want to review. I'm a teacher, all right? The gospel, its messenger is unashamed, its message is unimpeded, its message is universal, its message is urgent, its message is unusual, its source is unmatched, and its impact is unparalleled. So how does that apply to you and I today? Well, I think the first question we need to ask ourselves is, what impact has the gospel had upon you? You know, it's possible in a church this size, there could be some people who are coming day after week after week who've been influenced by the gospel, but you've never personally trusted Christ as your personal Savior. You don't become a Christian simply by attending church or even serving in the church. You have to individually trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have to recognize you are a Savior and that Jesus has died in your place, and you have to receive that gift of salvation. Secondly, what impact is the gospel having upon your family and your work and your school and your church and your community and nation? What a thrill to hear what's going on here in the church. Your elders are meeting together and you're talking about how can we impact this community with the gospel even more effectively. And then thirdly, are you using the power that Jesus promised to his disciples for evangelism in Acts 1:8? You know, the power was given to us not to just boast of, oh, I have great power. No, that power was given to us for a reason. It was given so that we could share the gospel and witness the power of Christ in that process. Thank you again for the privilege of sharing. Let's close in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for the power of the gospel. We thank you that it has changed the lives of so many in this audience here this morning, and then through the missionaries they support, changing even more around the world. We thank you for that gospel. And Lord, we are reminded in your word that we are stewards of that gospel. I pray that you would help each one of us, first of all, to accept and trust you as our Lord and Savior if we have not. And secondly, if we do know the Lord Jesus Christ, to once again reevaluate what we're doing with this gospel which was shared with us. Teach us, Lord, what we need to do. Speak to our hearts. Thank you once again for your word in Jesus' name. Amen.